Here is the state exchange plans. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor, and he says right now those exchanges, there's a lot of issues with them.
The problem with the state exchanges, though, and the problem with Obamacare is that the mandate caused you to have to buy an insurance that was one size fits all, that was highly expensive, that was an overstuffed policy that covered 10 essential benefits, and the government had to zoom in and then subsidize it up the wazoo so anybody could afford it. People took the penalty. And so that never worked. Even the Obamacare architects used to tell me in the green room, this individual mandate is not working. So now that it's gone, what's going to replace it? I say Obamacare is going to stay. I say ACA is going to stay. What is going to replace it? More choice. And as usual, partisan politics ignores the fact that bringing in skinny plans, association plans, businesses that group up that have plans, churches that have plans, overall you have more people in the pool. That brings down the cost of health care. More choice brings down the cost.
Colorado is on the verge of passing a law that would allow officials to take guns away from people if a judge deems them to be too dangerous. Some law enforcement officials are not happy with the bill and even calling it unconstitutional and saying they won't enforce it, which could land some of them in jail.
They could sentence me to my own jail, fine me, or just hold a contempt hearing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're live. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're here, and it's April Fool's Day, so I was going to play a joke, but I have company in the studio, so no jokes today, no April Fool's jokes, although I have to say they do make, the day does make for a good way to have a little fun. But what we're going to do is we're going to remember it's April Fool's Day, and I will try to keep my joking to a minimum here because I have company. So as always, we want to start off with a quote, and we have an artist in the studio today, Emma Remy, who is a potter and a small business owner. So we're going to be talking to her about her creative process and what she has going on. And as always, we kick off with a quote. And our quote today is from Georgia O'Keeffe, who says this: whether you succeed or not is irrelevant. There is no such thing. Making your unknown known is the important thing. So it's all about the process and the craft of being who you need to be. So we have to take a look at the weather, but before we do that, we have to start to pay our bills here.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, I am multitasking here, and we just started our live Facebook stream, which I almost forgot to hit the button, so one last minute save there. So this is what I have to say about the weather. Get a coat. It's cold. I don't care if it's sunny and we never see the sun. I really don't. It is cold. It's 45 degrees out, and it feels like it's 40 degrees out. It's April 1st, but I said, I guess I'm wearing my boots today. So I have boots on, and I'm cold. I'm glad that I have them on. The rest of the week is cold. It's just, it doesn't get any better, really. I just put your microphone on live there so everyone can hear you, and they can see you. So this is what we have for today. It's going to stay nice and clear, which means it's going to get cold tonight. So we are going to dip down into the high 20s tonight. Tomorrow we have 53 degree conditions. It's cloudy. We're not going to see the sun. Wednesday is the beach day, but there is so much wind there. I don't know what that's going to be like, but we're talking about temperatures in the 60s, 63, and Thursday 60. So that's pretty good. Friday, we're looking at rain, and we don't even make it to 50. Just, we're 48. Weekend looks like it's going to be okay. Saturday and Sunday, not a lot of sun, but we're in the 60s again. And next Monday, when I'll be broadcasting from here, we might be in the 70s. So that's pretty exciting. I'm happy about that. We have one more commercial, and then I'll be back to introduce my guest. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, we did it. We got through our first little bit of introductions, and now, Emma, everyone can hear you, so I want to introduce my guest today, Emma Remy.
Hey, guys. Thanks, Georgine, for having me. It's so great to be here.
Anytime. And, Emma, you're a potter.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What's your like your social media handles, and how can people connect with you?
So on social media, I have an Instagram, and it's just my first name, EMMA.RIMI, my first and last name. So I got into pottery at a very young age. My mom is actually a ceramicist, and just followed in her footsteps and fell in love with the process and still in love with it now and hope to pursue, you know, more in the future, and I'm really excited about it.
And you studied art in college?
Yeah, I got a Bachelor of Fine Arts at Messiah College, and I got kind of my concentration was in three-dimensional design, and I've concentrated mostly in clay. I did some metalworking as well, which is really cool.
And sometimes you combine those two, right?
I did in college. I'd like to do more in the future, but right now my focus is just mainly on ceramic, but it would be awesome to combine it if I had the access to, like, a welder or something.
I just saw a really touching story that was in the Star Ledger yesterday. It was about a woman who had lost a pendant that included some of the ashes of her son. Aww. Who passed away. And
oh
it broke
gosh.
in a Home Depot parking lot. She lost it. She didn't know where she lost it. But it was a really nice story about how the art community came together and social media, and someone had found the pendant, and a glass blower, I guess, had a little studio in her basement, and she fused it back together and put the metals back together. So it's always nice when we can use our art to, you know, to repair things, sometimes with pottery too. And there's a great quote, I have to see if I could find it, about how there's, you know, even broken pottery is beautiful, you know, everything comes together. And
it's beautiful, yeah, and it's lasting, too. And there's so much sentiment, too, in ceramics, you know. And I think because you pour so much of yourself in making and in the process of making an object in the crafts. I mean, in any art in general. But yeah, I think people can really feel that, can feel, like, all of that effort and energy and love you put into every piece, which is really cool.
I think that is true. I think that art comes from a place inside people, and I think that why commercial art can be really difficult to sell, it can be difficult to market.
Yeah,
you know, there's always still a piece of the artist in that, even when it's commercial art.
Yeah, I think right now I'm trying to, you know, still be true to myself, but also appeal to many different categories of people and what, you know, what they would be interested in and stuff. So it's like when you're selling your work, you have to appease to your audience, but you also have to include pieces of you. And I think that's a really difficult balance. And I think, you know, as a production potter, as a like commercial potter, that's something I'm always going to strive for and always try to do my best, is like never lose that originality and never lose your own voice and what you want to say as an artist, you know.
It's difficult because time is money.
I know. It's so hard.
It is. And I don't think people really understand how many hours could go into a pot. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the process of pottery?
Sure. So when you first start out, it's like the wet clay phase, and either you're going to hand build something or you're going to throw something. And once you've completed your form, whether it's a bowl, a cup, or like a sculptural form, you kind of have to let it dry, and maybe depending on what form you have, it's going to dry more slowly than others. And, you know, drying can take, you know, some people, if your pieces are huge, it could take months, it could take weeks, days. And then after that, you put it in the kiln once, and that's called the bisque fire. And then you dust it off, you sand it, and then you glaze it, which is you just paint it, and you put it in the kiln. again, and that's the final firing, so that's a glazed firing. And then once it comes out of the kiln that second time, then it's a completed work of art. And so that whole span takes, you know, and, you know, it could be up to 3 weeks. It depends how long that drawing period is. But yeah, it's definitely a timeline, definitely a process. And it's kind of poetic, too, in the sense, because you're making something out of nothing and you're seeing it all the way through, which I think is really beautiful.
And I think that there's a lot of different paths to love. And I think art, poetry, pottery, those really can all be included when we're talking about putting our heart into things and really expressing our own ability to create something else. You're probably, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Ghost.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
A lot of people really have that was the first time a lot of people were really exposed to the potter's wheel and the process. And let's face it, and they did it sexy. They did. It was actually on at 3 o'clock in the morning maybe a week or two ago.
Oh my gosh.
And I watched it again for the first time. And it reminded me that how it made pottery accessible. A lot of people really hadn't visited a pottery studio.
Yeah.
Let's face it, they're not on every street corner.
No.
So and they did. They did it sexy. But it is it's about putting yourself out there and express whatever you're feeling. And sometimes it's not love. Sometimes it's resentment or jealousy or anger or other emotions.
Whatever. Definitely. And I think, like, too, you know, I've talked to so many people, whether they're creative or not, and they're like, you know, or even people who think they have no creative bone in their body, and then they approach clay, and they're like, wow, I never knew that I could make something like this, or I never knew that I had the capability of being, you know, artistic or creative. And it really empowers people and opens a lot of avenues for them. And I think, you know, just in my experience of teaching, it's just wild and really awesome to see people kind of just be more free and not restricted to like a line. And I think the clay, it just gives people more creative freedom than they realize.
And clay is very forgiving. I mean, it's been around, you know, forever, you know, just thousands of years, and there's so many ways to express yourself in clay. It's from the earth.
Yeah.
And I think that is a big part of it.
Yeah, I think we instinctually just want to touch it or like investigate what clay is. So I'm teaching right now at Abilities, which is a center in Washington. I'm teaching at the Mary Apgar Center, and it's a center for disabled adults. And I'm doing some art therapy with them, and it's just awesome to see them take to the clay, and they love it. And I'm learning so much from them and from teaching them, and they're making me a better teacher. And I'm just loving like seeing them just explore what clay is and making beautiful things from it.
And we're going to talk more about a lot of your different education and teaching opportunities and how people can take a class with you and learn and express themselves. We do have to pay the bills around here, but we'll be back with Emma. And we'll talk more about her upcoming schedule and all the different ways that she's infusing pottery into the community right here in Hunterdon County. She was just on the Maker's Day at the library, right?
Yeah, I was just there. I was actually representing, I work with the Hunterdon Arboretum, and I do a Pottery in the Woods program there. So once a month on Sundays, we do a pottery project. And so I was there just repping that program, trying to get more people involved. It's a really great program. It's fun.
And I think that is part of the whole art piece of it that can speak to anyone in any environment, and it lends itself to many different environments like in the woods. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back, but first we have to do the commercials.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm walking through that summer night. The jukebox playing low.
All right, so we're back in the studio. I have a little Bob Dylan today, Emma, because he's in the summer woods. You're talking about the Arboretum Project. So let's hear it. That's a perfect segue into some of the Hunterdon County things that are going on.
Yeah, sure. So like I was saying before, I run some pottery workshops through the Hunterdon County Arboretum, Parks and Rec Arboretum. And so typically how it works is it's the Sunday, the last, well, just a Sunday every month from 3 to 5. And I have specific programs or like projects planned out ahead. And then you can call in and sign up and or go online and you can sign up. And, yeah, you can just reserve your slot, and it's a really, really fun time. We just have a good creative time. It's, I don't know, it's just really great to work with people. And whether you're creative or not, it's for kids and adults, all ages, and it's just great. We go and we walk, take a little walk through the woods, and then we make some pottery, and it's nice.
Well, that sounds pretty nice. And it's hard sometimes to know what to do on a Sunday.
Yeah, I know. Hey.
So that's a great thing to do. And on April 6th, you have a show going on at the Remy Studios in Washington.
Yeah, I think my parents are going to have like an open house, so you can come. And so my mom is still working potter, and she's selling her work as well as, you know, I'm selling my work. And I work in her studio, so it's a really awesome blessing for me to have the facilities that I need, and we're helping each other out. So you can come to the studio April 6th, and I'm not sure about the times, but maybe we can post that later. But yeah, you can come. There'll be a little shop open, and you can come check out the work in the studio, which is cool.
great. And we've had your dad on. He's a photographer and also an artist. And
yeah.
I know also an author. So I know he sometimes puts things for, you know, also in upstairs in the showroom, right?
Yeah, yeah. He has his work up there as well. It's cool to have this like family fusion of art going on up there. And I, you know, basically everything that, well, not everything I know, but just so much of what I'm doing right now is based off of them and my upbringing as a kid with two full-time artists as parents is a wild ride, but it's definitely impacted me for the better, and I'm not afraid, well, a little afraid to jump in and do the same thing, but, you know, still wanting to do it, so it's good.
Yeah, I think some people just have a calling for the art, and some people use it to channel things, but for some people, it has to be the focal, it has to be the center of their life, and everything has to revolve around that.
Yeah, you have to really want to do it to be a full-time, you know, artist, to try to get there. It's a challenge.
Well, I think there are some serious and significant challenges, and I think that's why we have the starving artist expression, right? It is that way for a reason, because it is hard to follow your heart and to be able to make your living full time from the arts, because there's always that conflict with commercial art and, you know, doing the art that is in your heart and what will sell. And just because something doesn't sell it doesn't lose its value. Like our quote earlier, there is no validation in art. You have to make what is in your heart.
Yeah. And I think every single piece that you make is a segue into something in the future, whether it's like, you know, you take an idea from something, even if it doesn't sell and you create this thing, it's beautiful. You just take one idea from it and then you create something else and then maybe that will sell. Or it's just kind of like you learn from every single thing you do. And you just have to keep working really hard and keep pushing forward and keep, you know, not being discouraged if, you know, something fails, because you really have to be able to get over the fear of failure if you're going to be an artist. That's something I learn every day.
Yeah. I know what you mean, Emma. I definitely know what you mean. And there are some times when we have to fail because we have to learn. And it's a process, just like the clay is a process. So is life, and failing and getting back up and refiring. And
I know. Yeah, it is. It's a direct metaphor into what ceramics is, because really, like, honestly, in order to get better, you have to fail like a million times in order to kind of, you know, nail that form down or get that right piece down. Or if this cracks, you have to just do it again, and you just get back on the horse and you just do it again, because you, for some reason, really love it and you want to keep going with it. And that's kind of the proof right there.
All right. So on April 6th, if people want to see your work or the work of Remy Studios, they can pop on over to Kinnaman Ave, and the times of that we'll have to post on our Facebook page or your Instagram.
Yeah.
And your Instagram is
Emma.Remy, yeah.
Okay. So we'll have to get back to that. And then you also have some other things going on. So you had the 50th anniversary of Well Sweep on June 1st, and in Port Murray?
Yeah. Oh, Well Sweep is so great. If you have ever are interested in plants or plant shopping, Well Sweep Herb Farm is so great. It's like this awesome, like, tranquil place in Port Murray near Washington, in Hackettstown, kind of in between. But they've been around for 50 years, so they're having this little bash, or a big bash, honestly, you know. And I'm going to be vending there with some of my stuff on the 1st. It's a Saturday. And then they also have it, the party is extending to that Sunday on the 2nd, and my parents are actually going to be vending on the 2nd.
Oh,
so it'll be
fun.
Yeah.
So that's in June, and that's right off of Route 57 in Port Murray, the Well Sweep Farm?
It's on Mount Bethel Road. Okay. So yeah, great. You can look it up there.
All right, great. And then, let's see, Second Floor Gallery. Tell us what that is. That's at the end of the summer.
Yeah, so this is a really cool place. There's this cute cafe called Nellie Ray's, and it's near Regalsville. What's the exact town? I wrote it down right there. I always forget it.
Revere, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Revere, yes.
Okay.
But anyway, it's this super cute cafe called Nellie Ray's. And then up top, there's this gallery. And it's called the Second Floor Gallery. And they have these little kind of nooks with all of these artists representing in each nook. And they have their wares or products or whatever they're selling. And it does really well. You can go up and you can go to the different sections for each artist. And you can go and shop, or you just, it's like a gallery, you can just go and look. And so I got a spot in August, I think it's August 26th, and it runs through mid-November. And yeah, so I'll have a little nook there for a few months, which I'm really excited to be a part of. It's such an awesome community, and it seems to be a really great place, and the cafe is awesome, and there'll be an opening in August, too, for that. So.
All right, so... As much as I love summer, I don't want to wish it away. So you do have some stuff going on in April, a colored clay jewelry class.
Oh, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. So actually on Friday, on the 5th, at Remy Studios, we're going to be doing colored porcelain clay jewelry class. So we have all these different colors of porcelain clays. They're pre-stained. So, you know, you have the reds and the pinks and, you know, basically the whole rainbow. And then you can make from there like beautiful pieces of jewelry. So, earrings, bracelets, rings, whatever. And so I'm going to be teaching the basics of jewelry making in clay, and it's going to be really, really cool. So if you're interested, I think we may have some spots open. So it'd be Friday, April 5th from, 6:30 to 8:30, and it's, $65 a person.
Oh, that sounds like a fun Friday night.
Yeah.
And that's this Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can just either email me at emma.remy@gmail.com, or you can call the studio number as well, which is 908-689-2021.
Excellent. All right. And also in April, you have Pottery in the Woods.
Yes. On the 13th.
On the 13th.
Yeah. So we're doing... Easter decorations or spring decorations. So, you know, kind of wherever you want to go, and like you can make spring decoration signs or Easter garlands, stuff like that.
Oh, that's fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it will be good. It's going to be a good time.
And that is at the Arboretum?
Yep.
So that's right on 31, halfway between Clinton and Flemington, sort of like smack in the middle there.
Yeah, I think it's considered Flemington on the mailing address, but yeah.
They used to have, I guess they still have it, although I haven't seen it, like a catalog that came in the mail. They still have that?
Yes, they still have it, and it's super, it's awesome. So if you could get your hands on that, that'd be great to look through. And the my program is in there, too. And they have awesome, so many different art programs and things going on there. It's great.
So that would be a really good thing to have. And they probably have it online as well, right?
Yeah, they have all the information online. There's just so much to take in. You'd be surprised. It's awesome.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, get to the news, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about some of the things Emma has going on in Hunterdon and Warren County and throughout New Jersey. We even went into Pennsylvania there for the second floor gallery in Revere, Pennsylvania. So we're all over the map here, but we're going to do the news and then we'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee will vote this week to subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report. Attorney General Bill Barr has pledged to send a redacted version of the report to Congress by the middle of the month, if not sooner. As Democrats continue to fight for that full Mueller report to be released, they have an unlikely ally in George Papadopoulos.
I advocate for the full transparency of the and for the full release of the Barr report. I think it's going to reveal how corrupt the Obama administration was.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's beefing up our Border Patrol agents down on our southern border by sending more agents down to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president is still threatening to close our southern border as early as this week. On Twitter, he called on Congress to address what he says is a root crisis, saying we have a major national emergency at our border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, A lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The city of Chicago is dealing with dueling protests regarding the Jussie Smollett case. The city's police union and Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition are both protesting over the way Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox handled the Smollett case. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to an audience of military leaders at the U.S. Army's War College on Monday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Part of Mr. Pompeo's message, delivered to an audience at the U.S. Army's War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was about the role the military plays that is intertwined with the role around the world with U.S. diplomacy.
We can keep men and women serving in uniform all across the world safe. We can cause them to have to work a little less hard and take a little less risk. With the flip side being that we can't be successful at that without you having an enormous level of preparedness.
With it being April Fool's Day, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady thought it'd be fun to tweet out that he's retiring. Then he tweeted, luckily for Pats fans, it's April Fool's Day. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The White House is said to be working on a healthcare plan that would replace Obamacare. Now, one of the big parts of Obamacare is the state exchange plans. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor, and he says right now those exchanges, there's a lot of issues with them.
The problem with the state exchanges, though, and the problem with Obamacare is that the mandate caused you to have to buy an insurance that was one size fits all, that was highly expensive, that was an overstuffed policy that covered 10 essential benefits, and the government had to zoom in and then subsidize it up the wazoo so anybody could afford it. People took the penalty. And so that never worked. Even the Obamacare architects used to tell me in the green room, this individual mandate is not working. So now that it's gone, what's going to replace it? I say Obamacare is going to stay. I say ACA is going to stay. What is going to replace it? More choice. And as usual, partisan politics ignores the fact that bringing in skinny plans, association plans, businesses that group up that have plans, churches that have plans, overall you have more people in the pool, that brings down the cost of health care. More choice brings down the cost.
Colorado is on the verge of passing a law that would allow officials to take guns away from people if a judge deems them to be too dangerous. Some law enforcement officials are not happy with the bill and even calling it unconstitutional and saying they won't enforce it, which could land some of them in jail.
They could sentence me to my own jail, fine me, or just hold a contempt hearing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, we're having way too much fun in the studio. I forgot what we were doing for a second. No surprise there. All right, we're on top of things here. So we're just talking about Emma's class that's coming up for clay and jewelry. So fusing the two different things with colored clay?
Yeah, basically. So we're going to be making ceramic jewelry. And you can make hoops, you can make bangles, you can make whatever you want. You know, and it's going to be really fun. It's going to be cool. You're going to get to be able to explore, like, what clay can do and how to mesh different colors together. So it's going to be really great.
And you think you still have one or two openings this. And how could people register for that?
So you can call the studio number, which is 908-689-2021, or you can just go on and email me at emma.remy@gmail.com, or you can go on my Instagram as well and register there.
Okay, so just to clarify, the studio is not the radio studio.
Oh, the pottery studio.
Now, if anyone wants to call in and talk to an artist, you could call 908-237-0410. We're happy to take calls from anyone listening. Any questions you have for Emma about some of her upcoming things, but we also want to connect people to your website.
Yeah, so I also have like a working artist website under heartbeatstudios.com, and it's HEARTBEET, like the vegetable, studios.com, and there you can find some of my own personal ceramics and designs on there. And if you're interested in purchasing anything, you can do that on there, or you can also purchase things or check things out on my Instagram handle as well.
Okay, and again, on April 6th, there is plans to have an open house, which April 6th is coming up. That's this weekend, right?
It's that wild.
Like Saturday?
Sunday? I think it's Saturday, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So Friday night is the jewelry making, and then Saturday is an open house?
Yeah, I know.
It's a little crazy.
It's crazy, yeah. Actually, I have two workshops this week, and then the opening, so yeah.
Busy bee.
Yeah. Always a busy bee.
You're always, when we can follow you on Instagram, you're always popping up all over. We love seeing you at the Hunterdon County Makers Day. I think that's such a great thing to get everyone involved and get doing things with their hands, you know, no matter what it is.
Yeah, just keep going.
Gotta keep being able to create and express and have an output.
Yeah.
You know, have something to show for it, no matter what it is, just to be proud of what you can create with your own hands and your mind. And everyone's so different. You could take, you know, a piece of clay and 10 different people and have such different results.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I like to see in my classes, too, in the workshops, because literally, you know, every single piece is different every single time. There's not one thing that's the same. And I think that also gives people, it doesn't stress people out, you know, when you're in a class and you're expected to, like, make the same thing as the instructor or something. Sometimes that can get a little bit like, oh, it has to be perfect. But in this, it's really you're just putting your personal spin on things, and it's great. Like, you can just kind of run with an idea and go with it, and people love it. And I think it's really fun to see.
And I think it's great to see you grow with different audiences.
Yeah.
If they're, you know, different populations that maybe haven't been exposed to the ability to express themselves in different arts and mediums, I think it's really important to continue to provide those opportunities.
Yeah. I love working with all different ranges of, you know, ages and people and abilities. And I think, you know, it just makes me love teaching even more, you know, working with kids to adults to working at abilities, like I was saying, in Washington. It's just, it's broadening my horizons as a instructor. And I think, you know, it's just an awesome opportunity. And I just feel, again, like just so blessed for everything that's kind of happened and, you know, either fell into my lap or just, you know, been presented to me. And I just, it's awesome. I'm just so thankful for it.
And it's a lot of hard work, too.
Yeah, it is a lot of hard work, but it's so worth it, you know. I work very, very hard every day, but it's, again, it's so rewarding and awesome.
And that is part of the challenges, I think, to going in a non-traditional path. Even being self-employed, there's so many pieces to that that someone who doesn't have that experience really can't understand. You're always working, you're always selling, you're always promoting, you're always scheduling, you're always organizing. There's constant feedback that's needed. There's bills.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It never ends. And there's a lot of challenges to not having that storefront. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that with our declining main streets and the ability to have retail property and the exorbitant prices for commercial rent in this area,
yeah,
and throughout all of New Jersey is just crazy. It's
yeah, it's rising, and yeah, it's hard.
It's a distressing time to be an artist or to be self-employed, and then there's so many changes in the tax laws and deductions that can't be deductions anymore, and you have to know everything.
Yeah, it's really hard. I think like. My goal is to be like full-time artist. At this point, I still work, a couple part-time jobs, and then I'm doing my art as well. So, you know, I'm working more than 40 hours a week in order to make this happen. But, in the future, I want to be able, even though it's crazy and scary and there are all these obstacles, I do want to be able to kind of reach the point of like fully, all in, that's what I do 24/7, and I can just put all of my brain power and energy into it. And, you know, I just got to keep getting there and striving there, and I'll get there. I'll reach it.
Well, I think that you really are expanding your access to people with all of these different classes and the different partnerships and collaborations you have between the farm and the Hunterdon County Arboretum,
yeah,
and things, events that are going on, shows, and your gallery exposure is so important. And everyone just going on Amazon doesn't really help things.
I know, Amazon.
And I gave it up for a while, but I started online ordering last year, and I have to say, it does make it easy.
I know it does. But I do think that there's a resurgence, though, of like handmade. Products and this like whole DIY I just feel that there are people longing and wanting handmade things, and I think you just kind of have to find the right audience and the right people, you know, population that are interested and want to, you know, purchase your work and, you know, want to support artists, you know, it's finding those people. it's hard.
Yeah, and I think you could get a following too, especially if you have a certain expression in your art.
Yeah.
And could follow through to different mediums, but I think that people then end up wanting to, when they want to purchase something again, they want another piece of that.
Yeah, that is the hope. Yeah, definitely.
Well, we're nothing but hopeful here in this studio. What can I say? we're always filled with hope here. Maybe false hope, but we have it nonetheless.
No.
So we got to do a commercial break now and pay our bills here at the studio. Otherwise, I'll be panhandling on Amazon trying to get some radio spots in here. But then we'll be back for our last 15 minutes with Emma Remy from Remy Studio Potteries, who has several different projects going on and a lot of ways people can connect with her as a potter. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Thank you.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Shadows are falling, and I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep.
All right, and we've been here for the last 46 minutes or so with Emma Remy from Remy Studio Pottery, talking about her different collaborations and opportunities that you can connect with her and her art and pottery. And jewelry as well?
Mainly just ceramics right now.
Just ceramics.
Yeah. I went through, you know, a short period of making jewelry, but who knows? Maybe that will happen again.
Hey, your class Friday night, you never know.
Yeah.
If all your students know what they're doing, you might be creating your own things.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
So if you want to connect with Emma on this Friday and take her colored clay jewelry class, mm-hmm. you can do that and give her an email or call the pottery studio,
yes.
not the radio studio. Don't call me. I won't say I don't care, but really call the pottery studio. Yes. What's that number again?
It's 908-689-2021.
Excellent. And we were talking about some of the different collaborative efforts, and I think that is why often we see art as a community.
Yeah.
We often see, you know, just an entire community like Peters Valley or other places that are made up of all different artists and all different art. And art can take many different forms. So you have some work in Hunterdon County on Sundays right now with the Arboretum, mm-hmm. Hunterdon County Arboretum. So people can take a look at the class offerings there. And you also have an anniversary coming up for Mind Sweep Farm.
Well Sweep
yep. Farm. Okay. And one of the partners that you also work with is another museum, art museum in Hunterdon County?
Yeah, the Hunterdon County Art Museum. I started working there, and it's really fun and great. I've been teaching, you know, just clay classes and, you know, art parties when they need them. And then I'm also it will be posted, but in the summertime, I'll have a ceramic surface design class through the art museum. So if you're interested in glazing and kind of illustrations through clay, you should definitely take that class because it's going to be great.
Okay. And that is located where?
It's in Clinton, New Jersey, just right by the mill.
Excellent.
Yeah, the Red Mill.
Hunterdon is a big place. Sometimes we forget. We sometimes naturally think when we hear the art museum right away, Clinton. But not everyone knows that. And it is a beautiful setting to either take classes to be an instructor.
Yeah, the water right there is so great. Especially if you're going to be doing, you know, like painting or watercolor. It's like beautiful material. It's great.
And I don't know about this year, but in the past they've had a free outdoor yoga right outside the art museum Friday mornings.
Yeah, I have heard of that, and it sounds awesome, and I would love to be a part of that.
and it's free. You just make a donation, whatever. If you don't want to make a donation, no problem. Just bring your mat. And
I hope they do that again.
Me too. It was Friday mornings in the past. We'll have to meet up there.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It is such a great setting. Sometimes I think the water has such healing powers for people. People are drawn to it. It's a beautiful setting there. There's usually plenty of parking. And
mm-hmm. It's such a cute town.
Yeah.
So cute.
And there's no reason if someone's thinking, oh, I always wanted to be a potter, or they were like me 2 weeks ago or last week and Ghost was on at 3 a.m. saying, why don't I try this? There is no hesitation. You could go ahead and try it, and you could take it one class. Sometimes you do workshops. Other times there are a series of classes that you offer through different partners, right?
Yeah, so it alternates. If it's a super busy season, usually you'll just see workshops available. If it's a slower season, then I'll be offering classes. But right now we're doing just workshops at our studio in Rumi Studios, and then I do workshops through the Arboretum. And then also I've been teaching at the Hunterdon Art Museum, and hopefully get that class rolling in the summer too.
So in April, we have two different things going on. They both happen to be this week. So this was a great week for you to come in the studio to talk to me. So your jewelry making colored clay class on Friday, and then on April 6th, we're not sure about the times, but an open house over at Rimi Studio in Washington. And they can look at your work as well as the work of the collaborative work of Rimi Studios as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's plenty of parking there and a very calming environment there if you want to come and look at some of the pottery that's on sale and some of the other pieces that are available. I would definitely encourage you to do that. And then you have the Well Sweep 50th anniversary coming up in June, and people can, that's June 1st?
Yep, okay. June 1st.
Great. And that's in Port Murray, and we said sort of in between, we named Pakistan, all the towns on 57, so I don't think that was really helpful, Em, but
Mount Bethel Road.
We'll just stick with the address. So I don't think anyone else will find it otherwise, so we'll do that. And then you have your second floor gallery, which is actually in Pennsylvania, in Revere, Pennsylvania. And that starts at the end of August on the 26th, and that'll run right through the middle of November.
Yeah.
And you'll have different pottery pieces on sale there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be selling my own work there, which will be great, yeah.
Okay, and then we go back to New Hope in September. And that actually, I've been to that.
Oh, yeah.
That is great. Amazing. Yeah. There are so many people there.
Oh, it's crowded. It's so crowded. I did it last year, and it was a really awesome turnout. Yeah.
It's crazy. We're talking about the New Hope Art Festival. I don't know if it has
Arts
a different name.
Arts and Craft Festival, yeah.
It is amazing. I mean, I never expected to see thousands of people like that.
And
they do a great job.
Yeah, there's a lot of awesome vendors, and it's just a cool place to just walk around if you know, just see local artisans' work.
That's really a fun time. We'll have to have you back in September.
Yeah.
You have a very busy summer, but we'll have you back in September to talk about that a little bit and to bring some pieces so people can see what you have on display. And then also in April, I just want to mention Pottery in the Woods. So that's going on. That's your spring decorations. And then you have some additional ongoing projects with the Hunterdon County Arboretum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a lot to get out there. I want to make sure we do that.
There's so much. It's hard to keep track myself. But I do, and it's all good.
Scary. It's scary. But it is. It gets to be, I think, once we get over this cold today and tomorrow, I'm just hoping that it's nothing. Everyone has spring on the brain. Everyone wants to get out, walk around, pick up things, be out in the different environments, open
walk around
farmers markets. Be outside. It's I know it's sunny out today, but I'm just done with this. Cold. Enough.
I know. Me too.
Enough. We have one more day.
Yes.
And then we'll be good. And Sunday, it might even be close to 70 for your walk in the woods.
Let's hope. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It'd be really great. So it's heartbeatstudios.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And people can connect with you there. And also at Instagram at emma.remy.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then I'll encourage everyone also just to take a look at our Facebook page. We did post something from your Instagram account. So I believe that means that people can connect with you there.
Yep. You can see a lot of my artworks there too. I post that.
Okay, great. Yeah. And you can call the studio too if someone wants to talk to you about a class. You do custom classes as well at times, at different times, right? You can create classes. So parties, events, those kind of things. So people should, if they're interested, yeah, they should call.
Birthday parties, any sort of, you know, art therapy needs, that sort of thing. Definitely.
And if
you give us a call.
Always wanted to learn pottery.
Yeah.
You do one-on-one
curious
sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys all have to connect if you're thinking about maybe exploring something in the clay medium. You got to check out Emma and connect with her, and we'll post some more information to our Facebook page. But that's about it. We're kind of out of time here.
It went so fast. It's crazy.
Thanks for being with us here.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was awesome. It was great.
So it's Emma Remy. She is a potter with Remy Studios and has all different things going on, including instructions and educational workshops and art workshops. So if you're thinking that you always wanted to work in clay, you definitely want to connect with her and explore that a little bit. Life is short, so see what you have in you. All right, everyone, thanks for joining us. We're just wrapping up our hour here. I don't know where the time goes, but it always goes so quickly. We'll be back next week to talk to another guest, and hope everyone has a great week.
Shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has threatened to completely close the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop illegal aliens from crossing. He tweeted several times on Friday that the closure could happen this week. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan responding if the Pentagon has been ordered to support the closure of the southern border.
Not as of this morning, but as you're tracking, it's a very dynamic and fluid situation. I'll be having conversations with Secretary of State today and most likely Secretary Nielsen.
Competing rallies are being held in Chicago over the Jussie Smollett case. Reverend Jesse Jackson and others are gathering to support Cook County Democratic State's Attorney Kim Fox, who is under fire for her decision to drop the charges against Smollett. Meanwhile, the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago are also gathering. The Dow closed up 330 points to close at 26,258. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline continues to increase, now at its highest level in almost 5 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the increase.
The national average is up for the seventh straight week, rising 7 cents to $2.70 per gallon. That's the highest tally in 142 days.
Refinery maintenance for the switch to the cleaner burning summer blend is one of the factors for the increase, plus the price of oil.
Oil prices right now per barrel, about $60. That's a slight uptick in the last week. That's the highest level in over 5 months.
The San Antonio City Council approved the new concessions contract for the San Antonio International Airport. Under one condition, Chick-fil-A be excluded. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas responds to this move.
Chick-fil-A is a pillar of our community, but in Central Texas and around the country, and this is just rampant discrimination. They're discriminating against Chick-fil-A for their deeply held religious beliefs.
Roy was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Giving up on a wireless charger for its mobile devices.